Stay with what we got. Stay with who brought us.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, you're already here. This is great. You're early. You're early, guys.
Good seeing you. Good
Welcome
seeing
back.
You again. I'm glad you can make the studio today.
Glad you guys came to hang out. Welcome to the world broadcast, the Ted Noss Road Show.
No, worldwide broadcast.
Well, what's the difference if it's world or worldwide?
It sounds better.
Sounds better?
Yeah.
The world worldwide?
I had a new thing I've got.
I never even finished.
Oh, go ahead. Finish it.
The world wide broadcast, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And make sure you're checking out the worldwide broadcast on the podcast platform, the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Bring these right to your front door in your email inbox every single day when you sign up to get updates. And on top of that, you can see all the latest updates on different product sales and different specials that we have when you sign up at the Health Masters and the Brower Show. Sign up list right here.
Oh, by the way, I think let's make a change on this if you'd like this. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast.
All right, let's not choke here.
Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research, teaching you how to live younger, longer.
Yeah. I like that. It's long. The intro's getting longer.
Live,
part, though.
Live younger, longer.
Live younger, longer.
Is that the key?
Yeah.
You're almost 40.
I am. I still feel really young.
Yeah,
I still feel like a kid.
I'm almost 40. It's weird how we did that.
It's funny I told you that, and I'm not like trying to like cross-promote it. We just had this conversation. I have a friend of mine, younger kid than me, a lot younger than me. I've known him for years in the area. He actually did some videography and marketing for him in Truck World years ago, and he started getting into the weights. He's like 24, and he hit me up the other day, and he's like, dude, I don't know what to do. He's like, I'm training, but I want to get bigger. I want to get bigger. I'm like, oh, you're in that phase. God, it's 24.
Good luck. You never get big enough.
Finally, you just reach a point where you're like, okay, well, you're just chasing a dream. Just be healthy, be young, live long. But he's in that 24-year-old phase. And he's in great shape. He's been training for a while, but wants to get bigger. And I'm like, you want to do it? You're not doing any type of steroids. You're eating super clean. I'm giving you diet prep, and you're going to train. And when you train, you want to do this the right way. I said, we're going to straight failure. We're doing Dorian Yates training, and I'll do it with you. Gosh, I'm like, I've done a couple, like three or four workouts with him on it, and I woke up this morning, my muscles are unbelievably sore, but my joints aren't hurting anymore. And that was the biggest thing I ran into years back ago when I'd go to the failure training with Dorian Yates, is my elbows. It was always my elbows would be fighting me on it. And I woke up today and I'm like, triceps are sore, no elbow pain. The only thing I've changed different at all in my protocol over the years is this. That's it. I'm staying on the same things we always take. Same thing, same sup, same GHI, same purple sticks. But I've never run this product really, really heavy while I'm training really, really intense.
Well, I'm taking that right now with GHI and a purple stick. I actually can't say a purple stick. It was a purple
stick
scoop.
In the can.
Purple scoop.
Purple scoop.
And but I already feel great. I'm on, all I am on this morning, I've had some purple sticks, but I'm on no stimulants, no anything. I haven't even.
No, I got a purple stick and I had a GHI.
Yeah.
I haven't eggs yet.
I had my eggs.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, the thing about this,
I took
though,
my handful of supplements.
The reason why when we put this together and I was working with the company is it's got the three patented collagen peptides where a lot of formulas just have two types. And they'll have like type 1 and type 3 collagen, which is great for the joints and can help out with soft tissue. But when you throw the third one in, which is basically the Verisol, it helps out with the skin. The thing about this is I found is that you really need all three types of peptides for them to have a synergistic effect on all three platforms. Because if you're not getting the third one, what's happened is you're getting a lot of productivity, you're getting a lot of recovery, but it's not a full spectrum. And this is why when we put this together, I wanted to have it as good as possible, and I didn't realize it was going to work this good. But you have to stay on it for extended time. That's the thing about collagen, is I think a lot of people think like normal products, like purple sticks. You take a scoop of purple sticks, you're going to feel it. Like 5 minutes in, you're going to feel it. A lot of people think collagen peptides, you're going to take like one scoop. Oh my gosh, my skin's glowing. My joints feel great. You've got to stay on it, and you've got to continually run it. And as a recovery supplement, and as a repair supplement, as a longevity, to live longer. I guess.
You know, Live younger, longer.
Live younger, longer. I'll get it in a minute. Yeah. You just dropped it on me 5 seconds ago.
Live younger, longer. But what's interesting, the thing I like about the collagen, don't get me wrong, I like the skin being tight.
Yeah.
The vitamin C. I like the nails growing like you got talons.
They actually are quite annoying.
No, they're annoying. My toenails are terrible. Terrible. Nobody's got pretty feet. And but the thing I like the most about it is the restructuring and the rebuilding of the gut mucosa and the gut lining.
That's a huge one that I didn't even realize until we started
researching. No, we started doing the research on it. Because what that does, that's everything. Because that's the receptor sites to absorb the nutrients and all the vitamins you take.
Yep.
And if your gut's trashed out and your intestines are trashed out, you can't absorb these nutrients.
If everything's inflamed, and this, remember, I covered it yesterday in detail with a lot of these younger kids that are having brittle bones and older adults that are having brittle bones. And it's not just from a lack of magnesium and calcium like a lot of people put it as. It's a lack of absorption rate in the lining and basically in the gut because everything's inflamed.
Because of glyphosate.
Because of glyphosate and because of ultra-processed foods. I did a whole segment on it yesterday if you haven't heard it yet. It's what happens is when the gut's inflamed, it can't absorb nutrients. It doesn't matter if I'm taking 8 scoops of multiple powder a day. If my stomach is completely inflamed to high heavens and I can't digest anything and all I'm sucking down is Taco Bell glyphosate, I'm going to get very minimal absorption rate. The supplements will still probably be better than nothing because they're such a high quality, but it's not going to be anywhere where it needs to be as far as recovery and health.
Let me give you some warnings here. Yesterday I was at Sam's.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to buy toilet paper. Everybody buys toilet paper. And it was interesting. I found a gallon can of boiled peanuts.
A gallon can?
Can. Yeah, already pre-cooked.
Already pre-cooked.
And I like boiled peanuts. Now, they're not the healthiest food. I got it. I love
boiled peanuts down here.
Well, they were Cajun.
Oh, man.
Okay. One of the first ingredients, MSG. Right on the
list.
Monosodium glutamate.
Right. Listed.
Listed. Monosodium glutamate.
They don't usually list it.
They hide it.
Yeah, they hide it.
So, yeah.
If it goes over a certain milligram dosage, they have to list it as MSG. They can't put it as flavors.
And nobody was buying it. It was funny. The whole rack was still full. Nobody taking one.
Really?
And I thought myself, somebody is reading labels.
Well, if it says monosodium glutamate, that means it is loaded with monosodium glutamate.
And it will tear your gut up. I mean, that stuff is so addictive. It's unbelievable. And I bet they tasted great. I just wanted to get some boiled peanuts that didn't have a bunch of junk in them.
The thing is, we made them at the house before. They're great.
I want to have one ingredient. Boiled peanuts.
Yeah.
That's it.
With salt.
Salt. Well, yeah. Salt. Half
pepper.
Salt.
And that's the thing about it now. So many people. And I got an article in a minute here I'm going to go into where at RFK, they're going in now and they're getting together to put in a mandate on all ultra-processed foods. They're going to start. I'll talk about it in a minute. I don't want to spoil it yet because I got a lot of stuff I'm going to cover today. And I got a whole segment I'm going to cover on natural supplements that may help out with autism. Not making any claims, but there's nutrients.
Hey, stay tuned for
this. This is a big one.
Stay tuned for this.
Yeah, there's a big one we're talking about. And to close up as far as any type of homework.
And it's not just autism. It's learning disabilities in kids.
Well, they're all intermingled now because a lot of stuff that ties in with learning disabilities is getting coupled in with autism and vice versa now. And it's not just the vaccines. The vaccines play a huge role, but what I'm going to talk to you about later on, we're finding out more and more that it's a combination effect of all types of different topics. So you've got to make sure you're really doing and following these nutrient protocols. And last on, as far as homework, the vitamin C powder, you guys know, product of the week, that's going to be changing here in a couple hours. I'll change that probably around noon for you guys because you voted and it won the purple sticks in a can, purple powder. You know, it's the purple powder. I still call it purple sticks. It was a great idea. A friend of mine actually came up with it, you know, a while back as far as to go straight from packets and also have the cans. And you guys have loved it. And I love it. It's great. So that's going to go on sale today. Big sale we're going to be doing. Hey, these actually haven't been on sales. I haven't had enough of them to put on sale. And now we got enough. And they're running great. So you guys will love it. Give me feedback on them if you haven't tried them yet. And we got a lot of stuff we're going to cover today. So,
oh, it's going to be a show today.
Well, you got a topic first. You want me to push into something?
Yeah, I can do a topic. It's a big one, boy. And it's an article that I read yesterday. It's called Kill Switch of Freedom. I'm going to read you part of it. Edward Snowden said the government should be afraid of the people. The people shouldn't be afraid of the government. And the reason for that is that the government needs to realize they can be voted out.
Exactly.
But that's not what's happening anymore. And, you know, and so it's interesting. He goes, the freedom of a country can only be measured by its respect for the rights of its citizens And it's my conviction that these rights are, in fact, limitations of state power, and he's right, that define exactly where and when a government may not infringe into that domain of personal or individual freedoms that during the American Revolution was called liberty, and during the Internet Revolution is called privacy. Now, here's the next article. Here's the next paragraph. Now, listen to me on this. I'm not going to read you the whole article, but I'm going to read you this. None of what is happening is an accident or happenstance. We talked about that yesterday, about everything's planned decades in advance. Everything that has happened since 2019 is part of their diabolical plan. This is the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan to impoverish, cull, and enslave you into a technological gulag prison. Sold to the ignorant masses, which they really are, as technological advancement, you know, or progressivism, let's call it that, or improvement of our lives, and protection from whatever boogeyman they designate. Now they're saying we have to have a ballroom. They're pushing because of that shooting.
Oh, I got a whole. Did you see that yesterday?
Unbelievable.
With Lindsey Graham.
But listen,
that $400 million bill they just put in yesterday. $400 million to a military base underneath the ballroom. Okay. Just, I thought I'd throw that out.
Final
there.
Sentence. This is dark. This is dark. They want to digitize and electrify your entire existence, so they can control you. Milk you like cows because you're the goyim and slaughter you at the time of their choosing. That's dark as all get out, man. That's dark. But I'm not going to read you anything else here because, you know, they're talking about the Great Reset, the financial system, the Fed panicked and now requires more and more debt to service the debt. And it's just really a good, good article that I'm going to let you guys read. And then I'll also cover a little bit in a minute, an analyzed OCIA document said that they actually have. If they've explored devices and millions of devices via the cell phones that can actually put a certain kill switch frequency into your brain, because we're frequency. Remember, I told you that before. We're an energy field, and they can actually deliver this via smartphones. This is research that was initially tested and worked on in 1983. Remember, I told you decades in advance. That's 50 years ago. So this is some serious stuff. An AI bot on MaltTalk claimed to have studied a 1983 CIA Gateway Process report 200-plus times and designed a frequency-based kill switch deliverable via smartphones. Wasn't it that movie? Yeah. Remember that movie?
Which one?
You know, the guy was a secret agent.
Which one?
He was English. He was British.
Oh, James Bond?
No, it wasn't James Bond. It was the guy they could put a... What is the name of this movie? It's the one that they basically had everybody start killing each other because they put a frequency to the kill
switch. Oh, you're talking the Kingsman. There you go.
See, you guys in the studio here have to work a little bit better with me here. And, you know, the bot described infecting millions of devices that broadcast sounds that could disconnect human beings, calling it an instant harvest of humanity. Who calls things an instant harvest of humanity? The actual CIA document explores meditation, out-of-body experiences, and brainwave synchronization using sound for mass incapacitation. MoltBook itself has this face scrutiny as a hybrid or of real AI interactions. And they also gave AI some money. They gave it a credit card and started buying all kinds of junk.
Well, people are waking up and people are talking. It's a topic. Here's some humor for you guys. You like this?
Are we ready for the autism?
No, we're ready for a humor one. Apparently now, seventh grade boys are in trouble at school because they're calling the food at school goy slop.
How old are they?
Seventh grade.
Oh, I love it.
Goy slop.
You can't stop a seventh grader. Seventh grade.
What are they, about
12?
So apparently there's an argument that came about with somebody at the school, and they said, why do you keep feeding us goy slop? This food's horrible. They go, what do you mean goy slop? So we feed goyim. It's trash. It's animal feed. It started this whole trend at school, and all the kids that actually woke up. Apparently, I'm not the only one that uses that term.
That's funny. Humor.
Well, no, what's happening is people are watching things, they're seeing things. Obviously, not all of it's good, you know, with internet and certain platforms on it. Certain things are just fake news. But people are starting to realize that, yeah, the food that we eat and the food that other groups eat are completely and totally different. You know, individuals that are essentially, you know, trying to run and control certain topics that run these countries, that run these corporations, they don't eat the same food. They don't eat the garbage that's at the grocery stores. They eat certified, full organic, grass-fed, 100% Argentina beef, New Zealand beef. They don't eat this fake meat that they're trying to feed to everybody. And now you've got this topic now with Palantir just inked his 27th contract with the U.S. Department, 27th contract Palantir's gotten, and they're going to basically start having an entire control over the agricultural data of the farmland in the United States. Palantir has nothing to do with agriculture whatsoever. It's an AI tech platform, Palantir.
Let's maximize profits, bro.
Defense contractor and data analytic company Palantir has announced a partnership with the United States Department of Agriculture, making the 27th official collaboration with the American Department. $300 million agreement released April 22nd. They're talking about how they're going to protect America's farmland and protect everyone involved with it to sustain the nation's food supply.
Billions and billions of dollars are spent every year on paying farmers not to grow certain crops.
It goes into that now. And now what they're doing is they're expanding the amount of money that they're going to be giving out with USDA contracts and paying for people to basically grow food and subsidize it. Here's the problem. I've talked to numerous people that have been involved in this. They will not subsidize organic farms at all. The only way you get subsidies is through full developed contracts, meaning you get a discount on the tractor, when you buy the GMO Monsanto seeds, when you buy the Monsanto fertilizer, when you buy all the things that basically come along with it, meaning they want to control the ag from top to bottom, so they basically give it all to you, and then you actually can make money. You can actually be successful doing it. If you try to do it organically on your own, it's virtually impossible now because they've bragged about it. If they go in and file suit against your farm and they find one single seed, one single level of pollen on your farm.
Cross-pollination.
Cross-pollinated. That's got a Monsanto patent on it.
From wind.
They sue. They sue the farm. Sue it. Remember, this is Monsanto.
Michael Jackson.
Bayer.
Michael Jackson did a song about that.
Yeah. Well, how do you go against 600 attorneys that file suit against you? You're a farm, you know, you maybe do 5 million, 10 million gross a year, and all of a sudden you got to, we're suing you for $1 billion now because you've basically stolen our patented seed that's cross-pollinated. And then they go in, they take the farm over, and they've done this to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of farmers across the country so they can go in and absorb everything. And here's the part in this thing that's interesting about this, and I got to go on. Per the document under point 6 with Palantir, it says the USDA will partner with the Defense Agency Research Project Agency.
DARPA.
That's DARPA, guys.
Why do they need DARPA?
DARPA. The USDA is partnering with DARPA. How in any concept can that go possibly good? I mean, let's be real.
Oh, I do. I know. They can teach us how to eat insects better.
GMO insects.
DARPA can make the bugs taste better.
Yeah, they can make the bugs
these giant flying cockroaches down here in Florida. They call them palmetto bugs. We learn how to harvest
them. It's like, and it's, you know, Palantir's, this platform's getting everything. You brought up the other day, says the FAA is exploring full partnership with Palantir to integrate AI into air traffic control systems.
Why do you think we need AI data centers, Austin? Yeah. Oh, I've got a comment. This is funny.
Let's hear the comment.
This is way back in the dark ages.
Okay.
I went to Hawaii.
Yes.
Okay. And I was there, and there was a guy at the pool. I was there for like a week. And there's a guy at the pool every day, and he's wearing Rolexes. Every day he has a different Rolex on, every day.
Wow.
Nice Rolexes. Had a good collection of Rolexes. Gold jewelry, gold chains, gold bracelets, gold everything. And he was not gay.
Just had money.
I mean, boy, and he was ordering everything from the room service, from everything. I mean, just ordering everything. Food. I mean, just everything. Finally, after about 3 days, I had enough. I'm a young guy. I'm like 26, 27 years old, and I'm like, all right, where'd he get all this money?
Yeah.
Curiosity overwhelmed me. So I went up to him. I said, buddy, I just want to talk to you. I've noticed you out here at the pool. You know, I've introduced myself. I said, can I ask you a question? What do you do for a living? I own a dairy farmer.
Dairy farm?
Because I have 1,500 acres in Wisconsin that I manage. I said, manage? I said, well, how many cows do you have?
Cows?
Cows? I have no cows.
There's a dairy farm.
And I said, you just told me you're a dairy farmer. No, the government pays me not to produce milk.
Wow.
I know. And I said, oh. I said, that sounds odd. So you don't need to spend my life on vacation. He just did travel. That's what he did.
Well, it's like the corn farmers. A lot of the corn stuff with the ethanol subsidies. Mm-hmm. They pay you to grow corn. And they give you insane contracts on it.
I knew a girl whose family was an ethanol producer, and she was basically a trust fund baby, and she would not order one evening gown, she would order 10 evening gowns in all the different colors, of the same evening gown. And you're like, you're joking. No, that's how big these subsidies are. They're in the billions and billions and billions of dollars. And people don't realize what happens when you start doing all that stuff. You start to understand that, hey, look, you know, sooner or later, you got to manage this with Palantir.
Yeah.
So you can maximize profits.
Well, because you start dealing with this much money.
No, you think,
this
you
much
think
contracts.
About it. Ross Perot was one of the first ones that I actually realized. He made billions of dollars working with government contracts. Ross Perot.
Yeah.
Okay. So did Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So does Amazon.
So did the whole thing with the guy from Amazon.
No, because what they do, they basically get these giant contracts that makes them billionaires. And it's all from our tax dollars.
Well, remember, I came out with the story on it years back, before we even covered the podcast, went into it. I said, why did Amazon get a $600 million contract,
yeah, contract.
To basically host the servers for the CIA?
Pentagon, yeah. Right.
When in the world did you ever see that contract come about? I knew guys in the tech world that were unbelievably confused because it was a no-bid contract. Amazon got it. That they were the ones getting it. Everybody goes, Amazon's not even involved in tech that much that we thought. Then it comes out that they're a massive military contractor on the back end. He didn't make his money selling books on an e-commerce site. Let's be real.
From his garage.
From his garage. It was government DOD stuff. And anyways, this is something that I wanted to cover here too.
Let me do this first before we do the autism.
Why would we go? Okay, I'm going to food labels in a second too.
Okay. This is Jordan. This is about nutrition again.
Yeah.
This is Jordan Peterson. I like Jordan Peterson.
That's some good stuff.
I don't agree with everything he says, but he's been in trouble. He's been in trouble. He's unbelievably medically messed up. Every day has been hell. The truth behind his devastating health crisis from his daughter. It says rumors have been swirling for months regarding the deteriorating health of renowned psychologist and author Dr. Jordan Peterson. Now the speculation has been put to rest. In a deeply emotional and candid 35-minute video, which I posted, his daughter, Malika Pearson, revealed the harrowing reality. The culprit isn't the internet thought it was. It's a severe neurological condition, misdiagnosis, and terrifying cascade of side effects from psychiatric medications.
Really? Had a bunch of psych drugs. I didn't know that.
For the past year, Peterson has been battling a severe flare-up of an old neurological injury. Dad's been suffering from an old neurological injury, she said. The worst thing I've ever had to go through. The condition makes these patients feel as though they need to crawl out of their skin, and it's basically an adverse reaction to psychiatric medications or the sudden cessation of them. I'm going to say this. The neurological injury calling an addiction is so stupid. He quit smoking and drinking when he was 27. It's not that. It's the psych meds that have done this to him.
Well,
now,
I believe that.
I'm going to talk to you for a second. This is really important. Let's quit joking for a second and just talk about this. I have known so many people who've gone on psychiatric medications that have completely screwed their brains up.
Yeah. Permanently.
I have a good friend of mine. He had a serious problem with hypoglycemia. His pastor. Now, listen to me. And he was up in Georgia. And I mean, a good friend. And I told him he would never eat right. He was always eating high fructose corn syrup, always eating sugar, always eating junk. And every time he did, he had a hypoglycemic episode. Yeah. Austin knows.
Blood sugar.
He came here one time to the house to try to calm down and be better. And I go into the bathroom. And he throws a can of Yahoo.
It was like a 64-ounce one by like Sam's.
Yeah, he'd guzzled it, brought it with him because he knew he couldn't get it at my house.
It's like all 100 grams of sugar.
High fructose corn syrup. And it was up and down. So I looked at him and I said, dude, he said, are you carrying a gun? He said, what do you mean? I said, dude, I said, you're acting suicidal.
Well, he was having manic depressive episodes, but it was the blood sugar that was causing a lot of it.
And whenever he'd get on his diet and eat the right kind of foods, eat clean and take his supplements, he was flat out. He was doing great.
He was a great man, too.
Good man. Great preacher.
Great pastor. Yeah, he was.
And finally, he found a brain clinic up in Georgia. I'm not going to mention the city. And they said, you have a deficiency of lithium.
Yep.
And I'm not even going to go into detail about that. You can do your own research. Side effects, it's horrible side effects of lithium treatment, or you can read it your own self. Google it. And finally, they had him on like a dozen meds. All these, because he had one psych med, another psych.
Including benzodiazepines, Xanax.
Including Xanax.
That's why I'm so diametrically opposed to that
drug. Now, listen to me. Now, every time he ate clean, he had no issues. But he didn't want to eat clean. His wife was extremely obese. She fed him a lot of junk all the time. Now, I'm not blaming this on his wife. I'm not assigning blame here. But what I am saying is he didn't have to eat that.
No.
He could have eaten whatever he wanted to eat. He could have gone to Publix or to Walmart, or to Sam's, or wherever you want to do this, I don't care, a health food store, and buy a rotisserie chicken and get some vegetables with it to stabilize your blood sugar. Didn't do that. Finally, they had him on about a dozen different meds, and he finally went into a rehab clinic because he didn't know what to do. Went into the rehab clinic for about 1 or 2 weeks. They took him off everything, including the benzodiazepines.
Now, and I don't know. I do not know how they tapered down off these drugs, but I know he wasn't in the facility very long.
Nope. Nope. And then all of a sudden we get a phone call that he's put a bullet through his heart. Yep. And we attended the funeral. Now, listen to me. It's not a joke. These psychiatric drugs have serious side effects. I mean, they'll make you completely forget what you did, forget what you say, especially stuff like Effexor, which is basically sustained-release Prozac. And then he was on these psychiatric drugs for years, Jordan was. The thing about it that's sad is this. This is not something that's random. This happens with about 40 to 50 million people in the United States that are on these types of drugs. Some people say it's even higher. Xanax was never intended to be used long-term.
No.
It's never. It's for like a week. It changes brain chemistry. You could literally die coming off Xanax.
The entire research project that they did originally on benzodiazepines were for people that were having severe anxiety and PTSD issues that would flare up, and they would use Xanax on a sparingly basis when they had debilitating PTSD. So use like once a month if you needed it for something.
Insanely addictive.
And they're supposed to be used in micro doses when they did clinical trials. To the point now, they'll give people 2 milligram bars. Break up 0.5 milligram tablets on each one in a full bar. Oh, take it as needed. Here's 90 of them. We'll refill it at the end of the month. That's insanity to me. They actually pushed that out there. And what's interesting about this is she's saying they're trying to, a lot of the doctors tried to blame it on the tobacco and alcohol usage in his 20s. That's complete and total nonsense. I can tell you this. I told you guys years ago, back when I was in construction, I used to use smokeless tobacco. I used to use Copenhagen every day, can a day. Horrible for your gums, horrible for your teeth. Nicotine's addictive. Cut it out, cold turkey. Felt horrible for about a week. Detox out of it, done. Never touched it again the rest of my life. You can use stuff like cinnamon extract, 5-HTP, B-complex, and you got to cut nicotine out. Just depends how bad you want to cut it out. What am I doing? What's it doing to me? Is that okay? Decide. If you want to stop cigarettes, you want to stop smoking, you want to stop basically dip, decide if you want to or not. Same thing with alcohol. If you need help with that, get help with it. You know, I've known people that have been full alcoholics and been able to detox off of it, get help, take supplements like the cinnamon extract, the B-complex.
Especially B-complex.
Yeah. And they don't touch it again. And they're fine for the rest of their life. These pharmaceutical drugs have long-term serious side effects, especially when they start getting stacked. And the problem is now it's a very common occurrence, and I've gotten phone calls on this before, where people are going basically on ADHD medication like Adderall. And that problem is it's an amphetamine. It causes anxiety levels. It increases cortisol. Then the doctor prescribes them Xanax because they're basically having all these sleep issues from the amphetamines and the Adderall. Then they start having more issues between mixing the two, so they put them on Paxil or Zoloft. All of a sudden, they're on 3-4 different massively addictive drugs. How do you come off that? You can't. It's difficult.
You can't.
Well,
yeah,
you can't come off on your own.
You're being a clinic.
Yeah. You cannot come off on your own.
Rehab.
And so, when it happens long term, people go, "Well, they're FDA approved. They're safe for you. I would never do anything like drink alcohol or smoke, but it's okay. The doctor prescribed this." That is a lie from the hell of pharmakia, from the devil. These drugs are unbelievably addictive. They're unbelievably hard to come off of. And do not think for 1 second of taking them lightly. Not giving you medical advice, but if you have a doctor that starts trying to throw these at you for blood sugar problems.
Or because you're pregnant.
You get that's the crazy
one. You got morning sickness. We got to put you on Prozac.
And antidepressant. That would boggle my mind for years.
And it warns you not to do that with pregnant women.
So, a lot of it, guys, is tying back into the increasingly toxic food supply. And I know I sound like I'm beating a dead
lack of
this.
Absorption because of glyphosate toxicity, allowing the gut to become inflamed and not absorb your nutrients properly. That's why you got to have this. That's why you got to get off glyphosate. That's why you need vitamin C. Very
exactly
important.
Exactly right.
And with the mental health stuff, you got to have B-complex. You have to have 5-HTP. And you sure the heck need to have omega-3 fats. I was at a health food store the other day. I had to go get something that I had not had at home and we did not carry.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, I said, we were talking about omega-6, omega-3. She goes, omega-6 oils are good for you. I looked at her, I said,
where'd you hear that from?
Oh, no, she's got, don't even get me started. And I looked at her, I said, okay, have you not read the research? I don't trust any of the research. I said, it makes your blood go to jelly. It's unbelievably toxic. It goes into the omega-3 receptor sites.
Yeah, they both compete for the same receptor sites.
But she knew it all, boy. She was a complete know-it-all. Have you ever met anybody listen to me. Have you ever met anybody that when you ask them a question, they know the answer to everything? You can talk to them about, you know, Siberian racehorses out of the southern tip of Mongolia or whatever. Make something up. Oh, yeah, I know all about those. Yeah, I had one of those one time. Yeah, I had one of those. Boy, they eat a lot of food. You're like, it's not even a real horse. Well, but I had one. I know it's real. And every single thing, is they're like pathological liars. Every single thing you say to them, they're an expert in. They have no coachability. They have no ability to think through a complex solving a problem because they don't understand what you're trying to say to them because they've already got an answer in their mind. It was like that idiot Uber driver in St. Louis.
It was. He was bad. It was bad.
I mean, I met, and forgive me, I'm not trying to sound bad, okay? I shouldn't judge people like this. But I have never met anybody that was so distorted in his thinking in my entire life. I said that very
nicely.
Well,
he was an expert on every topic.
On every single topic.
And then you rebuttal him on something, and he'd just go bonkers with no actual cognitive rebuttal. It was just he was right because he was right on it.
And his language just – he went immediately filthy. I've asked him three times to stop using God's name in vain. I about got out of the car. And finally, I said, look, I don't want to talk to you anymore about this. Well, done. I'm going to go to my iPad. And I couldn't deal with it. I mean, I literally wanted to get out of his car because he was so adamant about this is what Ziegler called it. They speak with a confidence that's generally associated with ignorance.
Facts.
Whoo, is it bad? Oh, by the way, why is 47, which is you're getting close to now, is he?
Jeez, bro. I'm pointing out to like.
You're closer to 47 than you are 20.
Look.
Why is 47 the age you hit peak happiness according to science? Wow. A new survey has revealed that many people reach their peak health and happiness at 47 because they've learned to take care of themselves. They feel better. They eat cleaner. And they feel great. And it's in their 40s. And I thought to myself, wow, this is really interesting. They quizzed thousands of people. And they said others said they were more conscious about their health and well-being. My 32% said they're more likely to buy healthier foods. So finally, by the time you're almost 50, you wake up. You go, ugh, I'm tired of feeling awful all the time. Yeah. So I'm going to start cleaning it up. So 47 is actually the peak year where people start feeling the best and the healthiest in their lives.
I mean, at least you pick it at some point. At least it's not never.
I will say this. I feel absolutely great right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel great.
You're pretty good though in your 40s too, though. You're big.
Yeah, I was big.
You're training heavy.
I know you guys, I get fussed at about the bodybuilding thing, but I had 18 and a half inch arms when I was 43 years old. I mean, I was huge. I had 50 inch chest. I was, and no steroids. And I was
training heavy back then.
We were training heavy.
That's when I was a kid when I started training with you. I was younger, a little bit, played around.
By the way, 18 and a half inch arms, like that big. It's huge. And you don't even realize how big you are until you take a picture. I took a picture, though, at that age. And I said, wow. So I'm glad I got the photo. I say, that was me one time.
gotta love the pump. Gotta love the pump. Everybody always asks, how do you keep the pump after you come out of the gym? I'm like, you don't. You just accept the fact that it's just in the gym after that.
and it goes away.
I want to cover this real quick. So this ties back into my food topic.
Yeah, we got to do this. We got to do autism. I got a thing about Disney World again. You got to hear this.
Oh, the pedophiles?
Well, I'm not going to talk about pedophiles. But
what's Disney? I'm asking a question. Are they synonymous?
You mean, are you asking if they're mutually exclusive?
I'm just asking a question.
We're going to cover it, but there's an outrage at Disneyland, and it's not about pedophilia. It's about this topic. Stay tuned. We're going to cover it in a minute, unless I get off track and start talking about something else.
18-inch arms.
that was a long time ago. All right. Go ahead, Austin.
This is one of the reasons why I'm always so adamant about making people at least have the knowledge to be able to make a decision, right? If you make whatever decision you want, that's your choice, freedom of will. But I hate the fact when they try to suppress truth, they try to manipulate truth of what's really in things. Like, at least I'll give credit with those boiled peanuts. They put monosodium glutamate on the label.
They should have covered it with
skull
and crossbones.
Do not eat this monosodium glutamate.
It'll poison your brain.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Whatever. It's your choice now if you want to eat, you know.
By the way, glutamic acid in there, monosodium glutamate,
eats holes in the brain. So HHS is now confirmed after hundreds of meetings with scientists at multiple federal facilities and definition of ultra-processed food is almost ready. Last week, U.S. Health Secretary RFK Jr. told Congress mandatory front-of-package labeling will be required once the definition is finalized of ultra-processed foods. Meaning once certain foods have these ingredients in them, they will be classified as ultra-processed foods, and they're putting a box warning on the front.
About time.
Front of the label, just like they should, like they do with cigarettes. This product contains nicotine. It's addictive. That's a fact. There is no debating that at all. Ultra-processed food directly linked to cancer. Fact. We've seen it now in rats. We've seen what glyphosate does to the guts of pigs when they did on the research. I got on the website. Same thing they did with rats. They might grow massive tumors when they feed them Roundup-resistant GMO Monsanto corn. It's a fact. The research never changes. It continues the same results every single time they test it. So this is interesting now. They're saying this is going to be going in. It says defining the exact line of ultra-processed foods has basically been the difficult part involving hundreds of meetings with scientists. Our aim is to produce a science-based, widely accepted definition that helps consumers make better choices. Now, they're probably going to end up watering this down. I'll be honest with you on it. Because the big companies like Kellogg's and all those, they do not want this. You can pick up a box of Kellogg's cereal and it's got a black box warning at the front of it. And it says, this product's been known to cause cancer. Use accordingly. Or any of them. Fruit Loops, whatever the different brands are on it. Are you really going to get that for your kids to feed them that in the morning? Just ask a question.
A lot of people will, boss.
I guess it's going to cut down a lot, though, too. Even parents that don't know much about health, they're going to be like, eh, why don't we try to find another one that doesn't have it? That's why I said a lot of these companies are going to try to manipulate the definitions on it to make it less visible. So we'll see what happens with this, but I am at least happy we're moving in the right direction of labeling this stuff. Now, this is a topic that I wanted to cover, and I'm going to go into this for a few minutes. The Autism Committee now, the Interagency Autism Coordinating Committee yesterday held its first meeting. The meeting, which brought together 20 public members and federal representatives from more than 20 agencies, ended with the committee voting in favor of four recommendations, including adoption of the term profound autism. They also are going to have proposed safety measures and policy objectives to address the urgent critical risk associated. They're proposing adoption to the term profound autism with functional criteria. They're also going to look at the diagnostic, overshadowing, clinical safety assessments, and the aspects of the safety risk and what is directly leading to the increase of autism, including a full broad spectrum of everything. Nothing's being taken off the table. This is huge because for years now, they've always tried to say, there's nothing we can do about autism. We have no idea what's happening. Nothing in the market's contributing to them. Nothing from the doctor's office contributing to them. Nothing in the food aisle's contributing to it. It's just this crazy wonder of the world. We have no idea why autism's exploding and is growing exponentially to the point now it's what, one out of 32?
One out of 32 boys. And Dr. Stephanie Seneff said several years ago, MIT professor, that basically if it doesn't change, then pretty much 50% of the kids will have autism
by 2030.
Boys, isn't
it?
By 2030.
Yeah.
Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because
but the rate we're going, yeah. You look on a graph chart, it's getting pretty aggressive. And for years now, everybody in the government, everybody in these agencies has continued to say, we have no idea, no idea. Well, at some point, you have to ask yourself a question. What's the actual truth? Why is this happening? What's it doing? And is that okay? And what are we doing that we can basically slow it down or stop it? And so this is a really great group that I think hopefully we get some real answers out of it. And there's a study and an article that came out now, and it says certain nutrients may help autistic kids. Now, making no claims with this, but this is a really interesting study and an article that physicians that are actually awake, he did a clinical trial involving 20 children administering certain supplement mixtures to half the children over 3 months, and the results were promising. Here's what happens. Individuals that are having learning disabilities and autism, essentially, they said, do not have broad nutrient deficiencies, but they have very specific nutrient deficiencies that are much, much lower and more deficient than almost anybody else as far as in the society. I mean, the kids with autism or learning disabilities have really low levels of specific things, including 5-MTHF, which is folate or vitamin B9, specifically 5-MTHF, which is 5-methyltetrafolate. And the thing is, folic acid doesn't do the same. These kids need folate, MTHF, B12. Here's what it says right here. Levels in the frontal cortex comparable to over 50-year-olds with young kids. They have a hard time absorbing B12. Glutathione, active glutathione levels are 20% lower in the blood. Sulfates, low. Higher amounts are excreted through the urine. Glutathione is a primary antioxidant in all cells of the body. Children with autism and major learning disabilities have about a third less glutathione in their bloods than any other typical developing children. So then you start asking yourself the question. Here's what it starts listing on here. Promising nutrients. At molecular levels, nutrients rarely act in isolation but interact with one another. They said most researchers in nutrition for autism emphasize a meaningful change usually results with a combination of interventions, not a singular product. This is where it comes into. It says vitamin B12. B12 showed a massive positive improvement with fewer repetitive behaviors, more social interactions, and better maintenance of eye control when given B12. Here's the problem that they're finding a lot is a lot of the kids that are developing autism, have learning disabilities, can't get B12 methylated properly through the liver. Majority of B12 that they use with supplementation is cyanide cobalamin. I've gone into detail on this. They need a methylated form, the methylcobalamin. Methylcobalamin doesn't have to convert in the liver. There's no conversion. The body can uptake it immediately. This is why when you get your B12 levels tested, if you've taken our multiple powder, or you've taken your B12.
By the way, I had mine tested a few weeks ago. You guys remember I took 5 on the air.
You cooked the chart?
I cooked the chart. I maxed it out.
Yeah.
He told me, how. I said, how are my B12 levels? You're maxed out. You can't go that high. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
It means the product absorbs.
Yeah, immediately. That's why it's methylated, dissolves on the tongue with sublingual B12. They said this is a huge, huge area with autism kids and basically kids that have these disabilities. Further down, 5-MTHF. This is the folate. It's involved in attention and brain development and reducing oxidative stress. They show that the 5-MTHF is better absorbed than folic acid by a landslide. This is why if you look at our products, we almost always use 5-MTHF in almost everything. I think there's only a couple products we don't, primarily just because it's a added supplement in there. But the main core products, I mean, we even have folate 5-MTHF by itself. This is important.
Phenomenal product.
I said if folic acid is not converted in autistic kids, high doses can be harmful to the body. Meaning, so a lot of times what people do is they try to do huge supplemental doses of just folic acid.
It doesn't absorb.
It doesn't absorb. It actually starts getting toxic. The body can't do anything with it. And these kids that don't carry basically those enzymes to convert it and properly use it. Another one in here, N-acetylcysteine. This is a big one they did in the study.
Great one.
They said it's the body's main defense against stress is glutathione. Children with autism and learning disabilities almost always have depleted stores of glutathione. Insufficient glutathione sets back children's development significantly as the body uses up fuel stores for brain development and detoxification. N-acetylcysteine is the most common supplemental form of glutathione because glutathione cannot be directly absorbed by the cells. Researchers have found its precursor, NAC. Meta-analysis of trials in NAC with children have found reductions in irritability, hyperactivity, as well as social awareness when given N-acetylcysteine. This is huge, guys, for kids that are running with autism and learning disabilities.
Now, we're not making any claims here.
This is what the study says. This is what the study says. Here's the thing that's what I'm getting at about this group. Nobody ever wants to research this stuff. They just go, autism's a whoopsie. You just kind of had to deal with it. Nothing you can do about it. In my opinion, from what this research says, that's a lie. There are always things you can do from a natural standpoint. Am I making claims of what it can do? No. This is what the trials are saying. It says, the last one's on here, vitamin D3, omega-3 fatty acids, and carnitine. They said children with autism do not have enough digestive enzymes. Listen to this. And the supplementing needed enzymes to break down food have shown to be helpful. This is why it goes into detail supplement with glutathione as well to get toxins out of the body. This is why they also talk about Epsom salts are recommended to help the body absorb sulfate through the skin. So a lot of this, if I'm just reaching out there with this, it's showing that a lot of issues that kids are having with autism and learning disabilities is the inability to absorb certain nutrients.
We have known this for years, decades.
Isn't this what glyphosate does?
Exactly what it does.
Is glyphosate a contributing factor to mothers that are eating high ultra-processed foods with glyphosate while they're pregnant? Is the baby not getting enough nutrients and they're born, and then they're born, they're showing autism syndrome, and then they're eating more glyphosate-ridden food? I'm asking a question, not claiming anything. You make the decision on that. But as it's showing here, these are some top nutrients that you could possibly use for your family. Again, not making claims. This is what the research is showing. But I'm really, really intrigued as far as a lot of this stuff on here. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, I can't stand it when you have groups that come out and say, like during COVID, nothing you can do.
No.
Sit in your house.
Well, what happens? You have woke professors.
Yeah.
You have woke researchers. Now, let me tell you what that means. It doesn't make any difference what the data shows. It's like if the data was skewed properly by inappropriate techniques and protocols during the testing, they don't look at that. They only want to see the empirical evidence and find out if there's a standard deviation on this.
Yep.
That's all they care about.
And you can manipulate
them. In other words, if you give somebody a shot full of this poison, but you give another shot full of another type of poison, you get the same result, no effect.
Correct.
Because there's no standard deviation. There's no change. And these woke professors, woke pediatricians, and woke professionals who refuse to see it because it'll affect their income stream in many cases, they don't want you to know the truth. Perfect example. Woke Canadian judge halts the deportation of an Indian trucker who killed 16 hockey players in a crash over fears for his mental health and well-being.
Gosh.
She's woke. It says, this is Daily Mail. Woke Canadian judge. She sits here and there's 16 children dead. 16 dead. All these grieving parents everywhere. He went to jail for a few years and got paroled after 4 years, killing 16 people because he went through an intersection without even slowing down in a giant semi-truck, killed all these kids. But because his mental health may suffer if he gets sent back to India, we're going to leave him in Canada. What about the parents?
Yeah.
What about the kids? What about the fact that he drove like a maniac, had 70 violations last week before he had this thing?
Did you say 70?
They said it.
How in the world were you on the road with 70 violations?
Well, apparently they were watching him with cameras, I guess.
Okay.
He was driving a semi-truck full of peat moss when he barreled through a stop sign at 60 miles an hour before striking a bus carrying players. Boom. 16 dead. He pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing death. And it goes on and on and on. In desperate attempt to prevent his deportation, his legal team filed an application in Canada on humanitarian compassion drives. He said if he had to go back to India, he would deal with mental health issues, including depression and post-traumatic stress. And it'd be worse than if he would be deported.
Wow.
Killed 16 children. But yet, he's going to be allowed to stay in Canada because this woke judge said he didn't have to be deported. That's the same group of people. Okay, I'm going to say something here, and I'm just going to be just direct about this with professors and people. There are certain people out there that have wretched personalities. They're just wretched. It doesn't matter what you try to do or how you try to explain to them about what's going on in the real world. They don't listen to anything. They're wretched. All they want to do is put you down and say negative stuff all the time. They use sarcasm as a way to insult you and say, I was just kidding. When the Bible says in Proverbs, don't do that. Don't tell somebody something and come back later and say, I was just kidding. Don't do that. Don't make somebody engage with you about something that you feel as though that's important to tell them, but you don't want to tell them, so you're going to use sarcasm to do it. It's unbelievably rude. Remember years ago, I had a friend and I was teaching them how to basically understand that negative stuff and putting people down was really bad. The other day they sent me an email and they said, you know, I'm dating somebody now and I'm in a relationship and you're right. This guy puts me down all the time. And he goes, I remember you telling me how bad that was, how words create reality and how this relationship has gone sideways because this guy won't stop putting me down. And I said to her, I said, nobody deserves that. Nobody deserves to have somebody put them down all the time. That's what woke people do. They always think they're right. They're always going to try to correct you no matter what. And they don't want to agree with anything you say. I told you years ago, I had a pastor friend of mine, and he wanted to have me talk to his son, who's a complete moron. He's an idiot. Oh, let me say it this way. He's difficult to deal with. I'll say it that way, right? Okay? Because his wife was pregnant, and he was going to vaccinate the kid with everything. And it says, will you please tell him not to do this? And I said, what am I going to do to tell him? You already told him not to do it. I sent him 300 articles on vaccines. 300. Went to Green Med Info, pulled them up. You can get them all. You can go there and get them yourself. And a week later, I called him back. I said, do you read through any of these articles? I need more articles. I'm like, no, you don't. You haven't read the 300 yet. And he vaccinated the child. Because he's stupid. And he doesn't listen. You know, it's so funny now. You know, there's a big thing now. One of these, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, saying all kinds of crazy stuff about Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's making fun of him. Him and Melania, right? On his TV show, on his comedy hour. And now they're all mad at him saying he's saying hurtful things. What the heck does Donald Trump do to everybody? You're a stupid idiot. You're a moron. You're
Look
a complete
what he did
failure.
Marjorie Taylor Greene,
no.
Dude.
All of a sudden, somebody turns back around. So here's the problem. I learned this a long time ago. Somebody's a comedian, you leave them alone.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You don't heckle a comedian.
Well, and the thing is, I don't care for Jimmy Kimmel, but at the end of the day, I've always stood staunch on this. Unless you're coming out and you're making violent threats to an individual saying, I'm going to come shoot you in the face when I see you next. It's First Amendment, man. You can talk a lot of crap. You can be, if you want to live like that, I don't agree with it. But if you want to be, you know, making fun of people and talking crap all the time.
I'm going to talk some crap about Disney.
You know what I've always found, though? I will say this. You can all, by how people talk, how they run their mouth, you can always tell the guys that have never been hit in the face before.
You're right.
That you can. You can always tell when somebody's run their mouth, they ain't ever been sucker punched or knocked out.
They act like a little pussycat.
Well, no, it's just they run their mouth, and then all of a sudden it's like, well.
And you find out they never got in the fight.
That statement in the first Top Gun, he goes, boy, your mouth's writing paychecks. Your body can't cash.
Yeah. And it's so funny because once you get in a few fights and you start to realize it wasn't fun doing that, especially if somebody hands you your butt to you, then you get beat up. You're kind of like, all right, that sucked. Maybe I need to watch my mouth. Maybe I don't need to engage. I was talking to a friend yesterday. And we were watching this movie on Iwo Jima. It was Flags of Our Fathers with Clint Eastwood, right? And
rough conflict, man.
Oh, no. 28,000 dead or something like that.
Yeah, the Marines, man.
And 8 square miles, okay? And the crazy part about it is, you know, she said to me, she says, you know what's funny about this? She says, you can watch movies like this and realize how stupid this was.
Yeah.
And yet, here we are in Iran.
Yeah.
Doing this stuff again.
We never learn.
We don't learn.
Yeah. Or do we learn? And the groups and the boys that love free air just love putting us in these conflicts to keep the male population suppressed that are aggressive. We take the meanest, the strongest, the hardest, not always the smartest, but I love the core. And some of them are jarheads, I know, but they're great guys, fighters. Everybody grew up fighting. But we take them, send them in conflicts that are completely needless, and keep that population down. Because think about it for a second. You know, you guys remember the conflict in Athens. Battle of Athens. If you haven't learned that, watch that film, read the book on it. Battle of Athens in Tennessee. It was Tennessee, Athens. Wasn't it?
I think it was Tennessee.
Georgia or Tennessee, yeah. Way back. I haven't read the thing in a while. And you had all these guys went off to war, World War II.
Yeah,
and
back.
You had a mayor, you had a sheriff that completely overtook the entire city. I mean, they're cheating as far as with the voting. They were raping, in some cases, women, from what it read. They were going in and basically taxing, stealing stuff, doing all this stuff, because predominantly all women in this town.
All the aggressive men were at war.
They're gone. They're conflict. Well, the guys came back. These guys are all combat veterans, and I mean real combat veterans. These are all trench warfare boys. And they went, what's going on, babe? What's been going on? Oh, that's been going on? Okay. We're going to let the ballot box handle this. We're going to vote. Well, everybody voted. Sheriff goes, we're going to count all the ballots back at the sheriff's department with the mayor and everybody. You know, we're Marines. We're not going to do that. They descended on the sheriff's department with every type of weapon you can imagine. You read the story on it. And to the point the National Guard was going to have to get called in on the Marine Corps, which that would have gone horrible for the National Guard.
It would have gone badly.
They said, okay, listen, this has to stop. I know you guys love fighting. I know it's still in your blood. That's what America used to be. And sure enough, the mayor got kicked out. The sheriff got arrested. They changed the entire concept of what was going on in that town. But that's what the boys at Free Air don't want to have happen.
Remember, on the first Rambo with Rocky, you know, he goes, I can't turn it off. How you train me to be this way? I don't know how to turn this off. Yeah. He says, I was flying a gunship. Now I have to work at a car wash.
Yeah.
He goes, I can't even get a job. I can't turn this off. Yeah. Now, remember that was Rambo First Blood. Great movie. By the way, apparently Disney World is finally coming out of the closet.
The pedos.
I didn't say pedos. I never said pedos.
Are they? Question mark.
Outrageous. Disneyland launches dystopian technology at theme parks and admits to using facial recognition technology.
Oh, yeah. Finally, they admit to that. I called that out when I got trespassed off through the sheriff's department.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
Finally, they're coming out of the closet and saying they're using facial recognition. And they say they're going to roll it out. They haven't rolled it out. They've been beta testing the doggone thing for 20 years.
That was downtown Disney. I got trespassed. That was contractor. You guys don't know. I'm going to give my whole story. I was at downtown Disney, not even Disney World, downtown Disney, with two kids, Atlanta.
No metal detectors
this
then.
This is years back. No metal detectors.
Now they have them.
I had my 43 on me. 43X hadn't been released yet.
Great gun.
And concealed jacket. No profiling at all. I know.
It was wintertime.
Wintertime. And I'm walking out of nowhere. Sheriff walks up to me with canine. Out of no other question, sir, are you carrying a firearm? Who wants to know? Sheriff's department, I'm detaining you now. I need to talk to you for a second. I said, well, I'm going to disclose this. Yes, I'm carrying a firearm. I have a concealed carry weapon permit, state of Florida.
I have a permit, yep.
gets on phone call, gets dispatched, calls every manner of security. Within a few, probably 2 to 3 minutes, there's 7 total security between sheriff's department, private contractors, and Disney security surrounding me.
They were flanking you.
Then I'm talking sheriffs. They got their Glock 17s, and they're asking me the questions. I'm being completely compliant, get my ID, all that. And then one sheriff, as they're talking, you know, I'm getting pretty irritated. I'm like, dude, can we do this somewhere else? I'm like, this is for my kids, dude. I said, I've done nothing wrong. Done nothing illegal. Walking with my kids, want to go shopping. And when the sheriff starts coming around me, and my son's beside me, and I looked at him, I said, dude, why are you flanking me? I said, there's 7 of y'all. I said, I'm not engaging with you whatsoever. I said, I'm not being combative. I said, you're getting in a posture position for a gunfight right now. I said, I've done nothing wrong. They said, sir, you're getting trespassed. You're leaving the property. You're going to put your firearm in the gun, your gun in your truck. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I'm leaving. I said, I will never step foot back here again.
You never have.
Never have. And they said, that's fine. We're escorting you out. They had one of the security contractors escort me out. I'm talking to my truck. And I'm talking to him. He was actually pretty cool. He was a contractor. And so we started, you know, having some topics that we agreed on. And I asked him, I said, dude, I said, what the heck? I said, I was walking with my kids. I did nothing wrong. I didn't posture. I've done nothing. I'm walking with my kids, man. I'm trying to enjoy myself. And he goes, well, they got you on facial recognition, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
you
talked to just what he told me verbatim. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, they got you walking in on facial recog. He said, that's why the canine came up to you. He said, what happens is, he goes, anybody that's got any background or anything ever they've done or any firearms or anything like that, they run through databases and they pick you up when you walk in. And he goes, you got flagged. You went to the top of the list when you walked in. Mm-hmm. And he goes, that's why the canine walked up to you. Because I said, I didn't even talk to him. He approached me. He said, yeah. He says, best get your family in the car. He goes, and head home. Do not get involved with them. And I said, done, brother. Thank you. You know what's funny? If you had walked up to me and said that to me from the start, I'd be like, dude, good. I'm gone. I said, well, the theatrics. He goes, well, that's how they handle everybody that comes in that are like you. Cool. I won't be back. Don't worry. You don't have to ask twice. You know, so then when Disney comes out and says this.
No, this.
Jokes on y'all. Guys,
out of the closet.
That wasn't going on.
Out of the closet. I told you, they're finally admitting to it. Because every time you go there, you say something to them. Because every time I go to Disney Village, because of, you know, we had an incident there years ago. We were on a ride. We were laughing. It was Soarin', the hang gliding ride. And some little brat girl from North Carolina, her 5 friends or whatever they were, I think were there 5, 6 of all together, they came walking up to us and said, you got to leave the park because you were laughing. We were laughing on the ride. We were having fun. Oh, it turns into giant brouhaha. And I'm sure that was from that silly incident. You think I'm joking, and I'm not. They had the sheriff's department dispatched on us and my children and Sharon and me and everybody. And you think, because we were laughing on a ride. So now every time I go there, they flag me.
The thing is, I don't. I have no sympathy for you on this topic. Like, I'm not wanted.
I don't go to Disney World. I don't go to Disney World.
I'm not wanted for some place, and nobody wants me there. I don't really care. It doesn't bother me. I won't spend my money with you.
You know what a friend of mine told me one time? I'd rather go where I'm celebrated, not tolerated.
Yeah,
I'm going to repeat that. I would much rather be in your homes doing the Ted Nelson Brewer Show where I'm being celebrated than I would be being tolerated.
Well, I am very, very, unless it's something with courthouse or whatever, I have a very clear balance with my life. If you're telling me I'm not allowed to exercise a Second Amendment safely on my way, I don't really want anything to do with you as a business. Why am I going to spend large amounts of money? Really? Why am I going to spend money with you if you don't respect my...
Well, the other day when I went into the Lake Alfred, horrible place, city police department to contest a stupid ticket that I got on a camera, which should not have been there. I left my weapon in the car.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, I did because I knew that was a no-go situation with guns. I know that already.
So
same thing with courthouses. You don't carry
metal. Courthouses, they're running through metal detectors. There's no metal detector, it's fair game, man. As far as I'm concerned, unless like I said, any federal building, any place that's illegal to carry a firearm has metal detectors.
You know what's so crazy? Disney has a lot of problems there that the metal detectors and all the stuff they do now doesn't seem to help. And I'm not going to talk about it.
Escalate problems.
We know there's all kinds of people that get kids get eaten by alligators.
Kids getting abducted.
So when you got kids anywhere in public when it's crowded like that, you keep a hold on those kids. If you have to, you put a stinking child leash on them. I can't believe you said put a child leash on my child.
Hey, they work.
They work.
I've used a Stetson before.
If you got one that's running around and trying to be wild and they get lost all the time, just tie them up. Just tie, put a leash on them.
When they get a hold of too many Ultimate Multiple Chewable for breakfast.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, guys, you guys need anything, healthmasters.com. I appreciate you.
What was that one you tried the other day? You had a probiotics that we were trying.
Oh, yeah. I gave him like a chewable probiotic.
It wasn't a product that we sell.
It was a sample a company gave me. It was a clean product, but I gave him a probiotic. He puts it in his mouth. He spits it on the floor. He goes, no. I'm like, you can't just spit on the floor. And he's like, ha! And just runs off outside. And I'm like, gosh, you're a handful of 2 years old.
Hey, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. You remember, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You remember that Jesus is the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith, and we do all things through Christ, including being strong enough to eat clean foods and tell these people that are producing this crap, no, and we're not going to do any of this stuff. I love you guys.